You're on 981 2NM. It's time to talk some local rugby with Mr. Rugby. How are you doing this afternoon, Wixie?
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody listening on 981 2NM and 2NM.com.au. A bit sad about the two lefts in cricket, but we can talk about that in a sec.
Yeah, look, I was going to start by asking you, because I know you're a huge cricket fan, Warnie and Rod Marsh, they're two cricketers who dominated our generation growing up, didn't they?
Yeah, certainly. Rod Marsh was the 70s and one of the very, very clever players and, a fantastic wicketkeeper. Ironically enough, he was called Iron Hands for dropping a few catches in the early part of his test.
Yes, he was.
Played 96 test matches, much like Adam Gilchrist did, never got to 100, but had scored a couple of test centuries, was very famous for Bill Laurie pulling up stumps before he was on about 97 or 98. But was really part of the 70s, like Lilly and Chappell and all those guys, and a big part of World Series cricket. His legacy, I suppose, is the Churching Area, the Centre of Excellence, will always be remembered as it started in Adelaide, and a bloke who's come out and tributed him very nicely is Paul Wilson.
Yep.
Paul had three goes at getting into the experience known as the Centre of Excellence. He'd played for New South Wales Country in 91 or 92 or whatever, with a mate of mine, David Marshall, who's a single boy, and he took him. Took Blocker, and of course within 6 years, Blocker was not only a one-day cricketer, but played one test match, bowled weight overs, but he's now known, of course, as a cricket umpire.
So, that's right, yeah.
It's very interesting to see that, the legacy comes out of him, and sadly we talk about Warnie as well.
Absolutely. Just before you get on to Warnie, I was going to say that story about Rod Marsh, with Bill Laurie pulling stumps on him and declaring on 92. Rod Marsh, it never bothered him. He said he didn't care one iota, and I think that speaks volumes as far as a cricketing teammate is concerned, don't you?
Yeah, oh, exactly, and that was the thing about Rod, was that you never heard any other controversy or anything like that. He was also a pretty clever guy too. He'd go into the opposition dressing shed after the game, and his teammates and his captain, Greg Chappell and Ian Chappell, said, "Why'd you go in and actually have a chat with him?" Mm. And they said, "Well, we're going to pick out all their tactics."
Yeah.
So, especially after the losses. So he's a pretty clever guy with a big end. His legacy is going to be the centre of excellence. He's coaching.
Yeah.
And, fantastic wicketkeeper for Australia.
And as far as Warnie goes, Australia's greatest ever spin bowler, without a shadow of a doubt. Is he the Don Bradman of Australian bowling?
Yeah, it's incredible. It's nearly now 20 years since Don Bradman has died, and Warnie's died this morning with a heart attack, so it's just interesting to see that makes you think about the bigger issues in life, and he was just a dominant part of sport, not only cricket, but sport. He was the man for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Interesting thing when it comes to his legacy, we didn't have too many spinners that were bowling, in the test in Pakistan, but we still haven't found that fantastic and great leg spinner after 20 years, nearly 15 years after Shane's retired.
I don't know if we can. I think he was a freak.
It's interesting to see that for his impact, you would have thought kids would have been wanting to bowl spin bowling, but there's the argument there in the lower grades, the captains were never patient enough to let the kids go out there and have their 20 overs every game to be belted around to learn their craft. So that's why we still have blokes who can bowl 140 clicks an hour, but not have the leg spin bowlers that we should have coming out of our ears.
Yeah, he was definitely a wonderful bowler, and it's really put a cloud over everything today. But we do need to talk about some rugby, so let's get quickly into it. Junior reps, what's the word?
Yeah, of course, 23rd and the 27th of this month. Of course, if you want to try out for the Hunter sides between 12 and also 18, you can be part of that experience. Of course, you go through hunterjuniors.com.au or you can go through the Facebook page, also for Central North. Around about the 3rd or the 4th next month of April there at Plain Street in Tamworth. The 12s to 18s will be getting into it when it comes to selections in boys and girls for the state championships, which does enclose a country championships there all over the state in the June long weekend. There will be under 11s. They will be playing a country champs, and that will be in Coffs Harbour late in July. So look out for that. Go through the Central North Junior Rugby Union Facebook page and get into it often. If you want to register, play seniors or juniors, go through the experience, of course, which is australia.rugby, and also go through the Rugby Explorer app.
Yeah, just reiterating what Michelle Edwards from Scone Rugby said to us a little earlier this hour. Rego's always welcome. So if you think you'd like to give it a go, even if you don't think you can make every single game, they'd love to hear from you. So get in contact with your local rugby club.
And fantastic, Rudy. Of course, she's got the women's experience this afternoon.
Yes.
Style matches, the Wildfires take on the crew there from the Manly Marlins as they prepare for the new Jack Scott and also the Charterton Hall Shoot Shield. That'll be next month. That'll be at Marcellin. Most of the games will kick off at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and the big first grade game will kick off at about 5, so get into that. Also, speaking of Eddie, of course, we do have the Bill Corp Super W as we started yesterday.
Yep.
afternoon at 5 o'clock on stand. We've got our ladies going about their work, Miss Barker and all her crew, so hopefully they'll get a win over the Brumbies, but it was a very impressive game a fortnight ago. And of course on GEM Channel 82 this afternoon, we do have the Harvey Norman Super Rugby competition, as we have the Waratahs taking on the Brumbies, so it's the first time it's on free-to-air. GEM Channel 82 at 7:30, so it'll be interesting to see if people are going to be watching in for that. Interesting note, games last night, Moama Pacific was supposed to be belted by 120.
No.
The Crusaders, with a second 15, mind you, fumbled their way over the line.
Yep.
And, of course, the Fijian Drua found their way to get the job done. And the Reds only just got over the top of the Force. So, again, next week, going to be some interesting rugby. Saturday night next week, we have the Force taking on the Waratahs. And that'll be, again, over in Perth. And that'll be on Channel 82 as well. So back-to-back games on free-to-air telly tonight and next Saturday.
Well done to the Fijian Drua. Really happy that they picked up a victory against the Rebels last night. And Wixie, thank you very much for joining us on this sad day to talk a little cricket and some rugby as well. We'll catch up on Tuesday, mate.
Good on you, mate. You have a good day.